This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The validity of the Brett in Pittsburgh call to the midday show today, under the microscope right now. And I just heard from Donnie and Bechtold before we went on the air that there's new information on this.
Yeah, so it was a message that Bechtold got from, I would say, somebody that all three of us know, and I would say that all three of us trust. Mm-hmm. On something like this, that apparently contacted said hotel because Brett called back, and I guess he gave more info to Austin, so maybe he shared this info with the other person.
This was another call on the air where he said, okay, so off the air he said, you don't believe me? You don't think that I'm telling the truth?
Yes.
I'm going to go even deeper here and say this is the exact location in which I saw Aaron Rodgers.
I believe Joe dared him to double down. He didn't have to go on air, but double down and give more info to Austin.
Okay.
So then Austin shared this with somebody. He got a message back that Aaron Rodgers is not staying there, but he just came in a moment ago. He said, I don't know if that means he was there, but he's not staying there.
So now we're into a friggin' semantical argument about what staying there means?
I guess.
I don't think the hotel would be honest at this point, now that it's out there. I think the hotel would probably want to do more business with Aaron Rodgers, and if word gets out that they leaked that information, I think Aaron Rodgers never goes back to that hotel. So do you think at this moment that Brett was full of it, or do you think he saw someone who looked like Aaron Rodgers?
I think he saw
an Aaron Rodgers doppelganger at 6:15 this morning.
I think that's very possible. And then for all we know, the person at the front desk, I mean, Rodgers could have used an alias. No?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think chances are good he used an alias. I think he gets...
I mean, he's
the
weird
type
of guy,
stuff.
Yeah, that would absolutely use a different name.
So how do we trust this guy who messaged back Austin then? Do you trust that person who messaged back Austin?
I would trust
that... Do you know
that,
who it is?
Yes.
Is it someone who works for the Steelers?
No.
Is it someone who covers the Steelers?
No, but it is somebody that I'll say this, all three of us know. This person.
Is it someone in sports?
Somewhat.
Okay. And you don't feel comfortable saying this person's name?
I'm not going to air out the person because they were messaging Austin, and I'm just relaying the information.
And this person is 100% convinced that Brett made the story up or Brett misidentified someone as Aaron Rodgers this morning?
But then the added caveat at the end was, I don't know for sure if he was there. I just know he's not staying there. Which now leaves this a little bit more open-ended.
Maybe he just got picked up there. I mean, it's absolutely not an open shut case. I'm not getting information here that makes me think that Brett's story is completely made up. For the record, I don't want it to be true because I still don't want the Steelers to sign him. My favorite end game here is if I could have my druthers, I want Aaron Rodgers to screw over the Steelers because I don't think that would actually be screwing over them. I think he would be doing them a favor if that happened. So maybe there are some Steelers fans out there who still get their rocks off, their jollies, when they hear or see things like this. Oh my God, it's happening. It's close. Finally, our long national nightmare in Pittsburgh is over. Aaron Rodgers is here and he's ready to go to work. I still don't want that to happen. And I say that as someone who freely admits, and this is why Mulsey kind of gets stuck in this in-between, is what's the thing in the, what the hell's that Netflix show about those prepubescent dorks that get in with the girl who has superpowers, and there's the Upside Down is what it's called. What's the name of that show? Did I do a horrible job of explaining it?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. It's a bunch of dorks and nerds in school. And they befriend this girl, and she has superpowers. What the heck is that thing called? Someone please text in and tell Donnie what I'm talking about. The Upside Down. Now I've lost my train of thought completely here because my whole job is to articulate things, and I'm failing to actually get things straight here and put together and formulate a cogent thought. No, Chris gets thrown off with this Aaron Rodgers thing because Malzi, and I believe he has said this, so I'm not like spilling show tea or company tea, but Chris is very much of the opinion that Aaron Rodgers coming here is best for business, meaning more people will be interested in the Steelers, therefore more people will listen to our show if Aaron Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback. And I hear that, but I don't completely agree with it. And I've heard Crowley say things like, I just want to be entertained. I'm sorry, the Jets last year were not an entertaining product. I think there is a very quick law of diminishing returns. I remember that from economics class. You know how our economics teacher in our junior year of school made the point about law of diminishing returns? He bought like 15 pizzas and said, you guys can eat as much as you want. And people started eating pizza like it was our last meal, like it was the Last Supper. And when we were all done, he's like, how did that sixth slice taste compared to the first slice? Not as good, because you were almost full. And that is the law of diminishing returns on Aaron Rodgers. My guess is by game 5 or 6, when the offense stinks and Aaron Rodgers starts pointing fingers at people, yes, there will be drama. Yes, it will feel like a reality show. But I've seen Steelers fans put in those positions by current Steelers who act a foul and don't win. It drives us nuts. It's not a fun existence. It's entertaining for the outside world. It's entertaining for the debate shows and people not in Pittsburgh to point fingers and like try to assess blame and say, what's going on in Pittsburgh? What's wrong with this? Why isn't the Aaron Rodgers-Mike Tomlin marriage working? But it won't be fun being the kid at the top of the stairs who's watching them argue and watching it end in divorce. That isn't entertainment. That isn't enjoyable. So I want Brett to be wrong. I want this source, who Donnie won't out here, to be right, that Yeah, now you've got more information that you're getting
well,
in?
Well, no, I have people asking if you meant Stranger Things.
I did mean Stranger Things. Thank you. Was my explanation or description of it absolutely terrible? Well, how would you go about explaining it? Well, a bunch of dorks that have a girl that they're friends with who has superpowers. I thought that was sufficient.
That was the show that I thought of, but then when you had a guess at the name, I was like, well, that is just so far away from Stranger Things that
no,
it can't be that.
No, but in Stranger Things, there's something called the Upside Down is the world that they're in. And that was... Like where, right? Am I speaking Chinese?
I haven't
Chinese?
Seen it yet. Okay, I mean, that's the show I need that. To watch because I hear that the soundtrack is right up my alley.
It is, yeah, it's 80s
but
banger
the text
after
was
80s
also
banger.
Followed with, that was the worst description of Stranger Things I've ever heard.
And I admitted that. I confessed that as I was saying it. That was not my forte. I did not set out here at 2 o'clock to try to do my best to tell people what Stranger Things is all about. No. I don't want Aaron Rodgers to be back here in Pittsburgh. I don't want to believe it. But the timing of it sort of makes sense because they start practice next week. And if Aaron Rodgers wants to get out on the right foot with Cam Hayward and TJ Watt and the veterans on this team, he's the quarterback who's learning a new offense. He should be here. And that's the other thing about some, and I don't know how many of them there are. I see them on the text line. I see them on our YouTube page. I see them on Twitter. Some of them even have the balls to call in. Okay, so there are some of you out there. I can't quantify it. But there are absolutely people that love the idea of Aaron Rodgers coming here. There are also people now evidently who believe that tornadoes are created by the government. Did you know that? We had more tornadoes here yesterday. I'm getting a deluge of people who are telling me, are we sure tornadoes are just an organic thing? This is something that I think Aaron Rodgers actually would be very interested in.
There's you think George Washington was whipping those up back in the 1700s?
No, I'm serious. 412-928-9370. There's absolutely now a community of human beings out there that think that tornadoes are man-made, which is a scary thought, especially when we think about the government, which also ties into Stranger Things, which is getting me off topic. There are people out there who really believe that it doesn't matter when Aaron Rodgers shows up. All that matters is that he ends up here. And that's good enough. It's not good enough for me. Again, I have already put my true feelings out there. That's the whole point of having a radio show, is that you're transparent with people. I've admitted things like getting my ass waxed before. So letting you know how I really feel about Aaron Rodgers is really not that much of a revelation. But I've said, I don't think it's a good idea in the first place. I think it's an even worse idea if the guy doesn't show up when football activities start. And if he was a wide receiver, if he was, you know, Amari Cooper, who they might sign. Okay, that's a little bit different. He's not someone that needs to have a master command over the playbook and needs to call the shots offensively. He isn't adjusting to being the face of a new team. Aaron Rodgers is. And Aaron Rodgers seems to be on this Brett Favre trajectory, which is kind of funny that he's now just living over again Brett Favre's career arc. When Brett Favre went to the Jets like Aaron Rodgers, it didn't work. When Favre went to the Vikings, it did work. But you know what the key is there? He knew that offense. Brad Childress, the offensive coordinator, was a Mike Holmgren disciple. It basically was him. He didn't have to relearn anything. He didn't have to adjust to anything. Unless Arthur Smith shows up and says, all right, Aaron, you give me the playbook now. If it really is going to be the Steelers' offense, if he's really going to be in charge of this team, he needs to show up next week. And I'm stunned by, I guess I shouldn't say stunned, but there are Steelers fans out there who are like, yeah, it doesn't matter. He's 41. He's played football for 30 years of his life. He'll figure it out. Kind of an Aaron Rodgers we trust.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.